Okay, so the Machaber starts here, telling us how to put up a mezuzah. So you put it, wrap it up, you put it in. This sif, this Machaber is not a Gemara anywhere. It's Lashon HaTur. And, so there's different chalakim that it's not 100% clear where the Torah is coming from. The Erstazach is that it's Mavuri here, it's not mezuzah. You wrap it up. Shtickle is a beforeish gemara. That's we skipped Reish Peches, mostly Ksivas Mezuzah. There are some halachas that are Taka Negea, and Reish Peches Yud Dalet. So you take a peek there. So there, that's Taka Gemara. That Karcham Misayf L'Roish and the Echad Klapish Madam. You wrap up the Mezuzah. So the Gemara says you should wrap it Ba'ofen that the Echad wraps into the Shema. So when you open it, the first thing you see is the Shema Kaseder, not to wrap it the other way. So the Mavur in the Gemara Akopan, and that's I think the only beforeish gemara. That is like hedya and tochusa, how to be kairach and mezuzah, how to twist it up. But the maisa, the achrenim are mefalpo, that what the etzim is the shayish with chiyav, is a chiyav gomer, is a ma'akev, mekardin. The maisa is very interesting. I saw one of his friends, they quoted from Tshuvas Lev Avram, that's Rabbi Weinfeld from Ma'ar Golan. So his father has Tshuvas Lev Avram. So he had a shayla that someone up his, had bought someone a present as a fancy thing. It was like a mezuzah case, but it was like a flat piece of glass. It was open, like an open Sefer Torah. You could put it on the wall, and you could see Shema Yisrael, like, open. So he asked him, is it beseder? It's a nice thing, it's a shein azach, and keep it open. So, and Fakaret, the Shoyal said, it's better, because Harei, the whole Indian is Yichud Hashem. This way people will see it, or remind them, Shema Yisrael, Shema Tein, Shema Echad. So I might say he's mefalpal, different makaris, l'kan l'kan. And it seems that he's masking and Askamus HaPoiskim is that it's zikr not it's not me'ikr adin, it's not ma'akev kim, it's zuzah, and it's the tachin that it's not even chiyuv midarabanan, and that it's just, it's mavur all over the gemaras, that this is what they're doing, wrapping it up. Well, the ma'isa, it's mashma, it's not a chiyuv. Ma'isa, they bring a raya from the gemara. The sugya in the gemara, adaf lamadal, that's what the gemara's b'chal handles. So the gemara says, it's mashma, you should write it on the mezuzah b'secha. You should go right on the mezuzah, write the parashas of Kriyashma. So Gemara has a limud back and forth. Maisa, Gemara's maskana there is that it brings a gzeir shava. So Gemara says that you have to write it in a sefer. So what do I need? The Gemara is trying to find a trichus for a gzeir shava, whatever it is. Gemara says, I would have thought, have a mina to write it on avonim and to be kaveh of avonim onto the walls. Kamashla, no. So that Chayna point out, Reb Chaim in a sefer Mesechus Mezuzah, so he points out that Bechor, this Gemara is mafurish, that it's not ma'akir b'chlal, and that there's no chiyav b'chal for kricha, because Gemara had to have me, and you could put it on a stone, which is obviously flat. So the Lev Avram is deicha, maybe that was only according to have me, but basically Gemara has a maskana, it's nishtazoi, so maybe there is that some kind of chiyav darabonim. Akapanim it seems to not be ma'akiv, but Avada there, he shrives chayav b'kayim, that chas v'sholm to be mishana, mimineg avisenu, from the way it's deridars, and it's mavur, and chazal, that's how they were doing it. So there, if we don't understand the makar, it's chalil to be mishana. And he brings Taka some interesting makaris, Psashach and Cheshanishpot, that that the Chia Gavna, the minig is Avada Machayev, and it's Isser Gomer to be Mashana for the minig. So it's not so Negev, most of us wrap up our mezuzahs, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Shtigl Negev is that Rabbi points out that Chayr Lefizev, Lefi all these makaris, that it's Sakana Ma'akev, so if you wrap it up the wrong way, like by accident, obviously, you wrap up the Shema into the Echod, so it's not Ma'akev. And the Nafkamina is if you find it like that, because Batsim, we're going to see, if you find the mezuzah of the Psol, and you have to fix it, so you have to make a bracha, because for the last whatever is mine, it was ready bipsol. So the blatayin is that b'chia gavna that was wrapped the wrong way because of all these makaris. You see that the Gemara is telling you lechatchil, but because of all these makaris, the kriuch is not really a chilk of the etzem mitzvah. So meila, you wouldn't have to make another bracha when you found it. And it's taka kasher b'di'evit. Lamaisa, that's if you wrap it the wrong way, in or out. Lamaisa, if the mezuzah is flipped upside down, the place can say it's pasul b'di'evit. It's the graz in Bechus Tefillin, I think it is. Yeah, it's Simon Lamed Beis. It's a ground Simon Beis because by Tefillin it's Taka Ma'akev B'di'evit. The parashas are put in upside down. A friend of mine just took his Tefillin to check after 10 years, and the parashas were B'chudir or L'chatchila upside down. Pasul B'di'evit 10 years, Pachat. And be careful who checks in his Tefillin. And so you have to be careful Taka to put in right side up and not upside down because that's Ma'akev B'di'evit.
Can have it at the safe and puts in
what?
Have it at the safe and puts it in. You can be wearing a good for 10 years and say for checks you tell him puts him upside down.
Yeah, that's what happened to this guy. Pachad. He had film for his bar mitzvah, and he when he was made aliyah, he took them, got had them checked, and now he just had them checked again and
Pachad. Sure. So you're not checked them in the first place.
What? So this is part of this far. This is the whole fight. Is it better to check your film or just leave them alone? But the Musar Haskel is, if you're going to check them, you really have to be careful. Like, there's a lot of people stand, put up signs, check your mezuzah is cheap, whatever it is, you have to manage, be careful on this guy. It's like, okay. Kapanen, this Chuba here brings from the Goyin. The Goyin he brings from the Kisvei. The Goyin is something, it's a nice rav, it's tzadiches. The Goyin says that you can't wrap your mezuzah in a cloth because it's a chatzitza. Between the mezuzah, it's not al mezuzah v'isacha. You need the mezuzah to be al mezuzah. It's al mezuzah mamish. If you wrap it up, it's going to be a chatzitza. It's possible that you're not yotze. So the ma'aseh of the achrei number tamea that b'chol it's not clear that we find the whole inyan of chatzitza over here by al mezuzah from Ram Sheik as a tshuva. The tain is that there chol when we find the inyanim of chatzitza, it's because there's a nisa in the Quran. There's an like mashal by Big Dekun. It says al besarim. There's an extra al. There's an extra lashon here and there. Mashen can hear him hechtesi b'chol. There's a problem of chatzitza.
Put in the shofar
first.
How could
that
be a problem?
So that's the Ram Sheik himself asks that question. No, I'm sorry, he does. So Reb Chaim, right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer in Parsha Sedura, so he's Tamea on the going for that reason, because it's Mefurish all over Chazal that the Shofaris is, we put in a Shofaris, which is about the Lachar should be Chatzitza. The Meisim Ram Sheik says that that's not Shofar. He himself holds no problem chatzitza b'chal, but he says not shofar on the going from the shofaris because the shofaris is bottled to the wall. Since that's something that you convey onto the wall, it comes like a part of the mezuzah's habayis. It's bottled to the wall, so it's not a chatzitza. So the maisa they're tamea. So the Meram Shikis is tam cholik, and Divrei Malkiel says other svaras that, you know, like the derech chal by chatzitza, it's svaras of ein makbid because it's for noi or because it's for shmira. Divrei Malkiel points out that these svaras are reasons why even if there is a parsha of chatzitza. You're talking that if you're wrapping up for Shemira, I think most mezuzahs now, you buy a mezuzah, you get a mezuzah check, they wrap it in nylon, basically plastic. Yeah. So these things are for either for noy of the mezuzah or for Shemira to protect it. So the Chiyad Gav and Divrei Malkiel holds that even if there would be a parsha of a chatzitza, this wouldn't be a chatzitza. So Lamaisa Akdekach, the Archa Shulchan is Meir, he says he doesn't believe that the Gain actually said this, and that he thinks it's a Talmud Taya. And in Parsha Sedur, Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer, so he says he also heard from the Chazon Ish. That loy amin, that this came out of the mouth of the Goyin, and there must have been a Talmud Taya, some Hataka, someone made a mistake. So, and Taka, Pok Chazi, you know, the minig is everyone wraps up their things and protects them. This is a Lemaisa. Moshe Sternbach writes, you know, Moshe Sternbach is a Ninvenechid of the Goyin. So he writes that Avada Chas V'Shalom, to say such things about the Goyin, and Avada, you have to be Machmer, to Shashash V'Daraisa. And he says there that in Chivus Hanagas, Alf Tafresh and Alf, he says that the brisker of and base brisk was makbid. So what does he do? So he says the shreferis again. He's masking to the Ram Sheik's Torah that the shreferis, the casing, is bottle. That's fine. Just don't wrap it in nylon. Put it straight in. And he says, yeah, Avada, be careful. Like, can't bring any water within 10 feet of it. You know,
there's a certain case where the wood goes on the wall, but the tube is like.
Oh, so let's get to that. Oh, so let's get to that. So this is all a gabi chatzitza of wrapping in something that's for noy, that's for shmira, that mice it's on the wall. You have something in the way. But what about this type of casing? That, you know, you have like basically the top and bottom holder, and the middle is like a glass tube, and the glass tube is a little bit off the mezuzah. There's a little chatzitza of avir. Not a chatzitza, there's a hefsek of avir. So there it's more chomer. There the person would say, even if there's no chatzitza, maisa kufsa de ches, it was noshim, so maisa it's clear there that it's more chomer, chatzitza avir. It's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza, you could say it's in a chaitz, it's nothing in the way, but here it's pashat, it's felt. It's just like by B.S. Mayim, and here it's felt, and it's not al mezuzah. It's not al mezuzah, not al mezuzah, it's off the mezuzah. So Maisa here already, a lot of the poiskim are Taka Machmir. There's a Marsham already who spoke about such a mezuzah, Chelik Dalet, Divrei Malkiel over there, and the Chesitzchok, he brings these earlier Achrin, the Marsham and Divrei Malkiel. And so they have Svaras Lakan Lakan, that it's close enough, and thus, but Maisa.
This is within the Gra, or even if you don't hold
it? No, without the Gra. The Gra, they're all being Doicha B'Shtei Adayim. That Loi Ha'idvan Me'olam, he didn't say it, and Vadanish, whatever, but here, they're Taka Machmir, because it's not really a parish of Chatzitza, it's felt in the Al Mezuzah, so you didn't put it on the Mezuzah B'chah. So the Maiso, they all say that Min HaRoi not to use these things, and the Chassid says if you had it, you could strip something in to fill up the.
Was that Tabak not considered Al Mezuzah?
Right, so these are the different Svaras. They're Mefalpal with these Svaras, but the Maiso, Kenzai not, right?
Shat, that over here, she has a Tefach, usually to say Mother is
Tefach. What? Where's the Tefach? No Tefach.
That's what I just
heard
say.
No, he was asking if it's within a Tefach, should be or not, but they don't. They don't even accept one Tefach. Not three Tefach, not one Tefach. So, For al mezuzos, they're chayshish that you need to be mamish on. So al kopanim. I mean, I most of people have these mezuzos, so there's some limits.
Also, I guess what I got in there too.
And so within the tube, part of the mezuzah is resting already on. That's the shayla chatzitza. So the shvefer is. So the kitzur, the tube itself is not a chatzitza b'chal. That's lechira on his bottle. To wrap it in the nylon, that's the goin. Minhag ha'olam is not to accept this goin.
How else would you get to stand onto the wall?
What do you mean?
How else
would
you exactly take your
mezuzah
and keep it on the wall and just
make
the whole through?
Yeah,
Hanami.
That's why shvefer is his position. So shvefer is the Hanami. That's the right. So shvefer is clear. There's no problem. Wrapping your mezuzah, that's the mechodesh nigba goin. And the chatzitza is avir, that's already something that the poskim are against.
You see sometimes people buy new mezuzah, they don't have shofar, they take a nylon, they take the mezuzah wrapped in the nylon, and they tape it
tap,
on.
Tap it. Okay, so there's a few issues with this. So first of all, the ishlodin that's not going to be, that's already still, it's a covering to the mezuzah, but it's not going to be bottled to the wall, because it's not a double kavua on the wall, these things that rip and change, so in some you'll still have the issue with the goyin, which is not an issue. I'm not, you know, trying to make him nervous here. I mean, the Divrei Akilah says, I'm Achmi, Achmi L'Atzma. A person wants to look for chumrah, so probably go for it. But not Lachirim, so it's definitely not being Machmi
Lachirim.
What? Oh, so the plastic on the wall. So the question is, it's Sam, how do we attach it to the wall? So that's really Sif Dalid. We should jump a little bit ahead now, because that's really the one issue here is how to be Machaber. So L'maisa, the Lashon of Machaber in Sif Dalid is. How should I attach it? Attach it nail into the wall. Oh, dig into the wall. That's where it comes from, because where it says if it's deeper than a tefach, then it's not al, it's bit, it's besoich, and it's puzzle. So the lashon mechaber here is nails. So is this a chiyuv or not? Does nails mean I attack after nails? So certainly there's no gzeirah shakazav of nails, because let's say there are nails. You know, old place can point that out. The shayla is, does it have to be mamish b'chayzik azoy b'nails? Does it have to be very strong, something that's very hard to take off, something that's mamish attached to it? Or no, is it enough that it could just be sitting on the wall comfortably, that it won't fall, but it doesn't have to be shtark? So the makar advarim is, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara in Daflam Gimel says, tala b'mako is puzzle. That if you put up a mezuzah, but even that your tala, you hang it by a peg, it's puzzle. So the shayla is what this means. So it seems like this, that if you have like a peg, and you're hanging the mezuzah by a string, or it's just sitting on a peg, and it's just part of dangling, so then that's Pasha L'Kuli Alma, that's not called Kavua, and that's Taka Pasal. But, so more than that though, does it have to actually be attached B'chizik to the wall, or it just has to be like sitting snugly, even if you have a shelf and it'd be sitting snugly, is that enough? That's really ready Machlok Zapayiskin. The Bach points it out, it's really based on a Sugya in Bad Betzia and Daf Kof Beis. The Bach Taina is based on Rashi and Tosis over there, that it's not Ma'akev. You don't, Masmerim is just a hider, so it shouldn't fall. Because you don't want a design to come to the mezuzah, but etzim it's not ma'akev, and anytime it's sitting snugly, I'm hoping that it won't fall, so that's kosher. L'maisa, like the Bach, that's how the Shach clearly learned, because the Shach says in Sif Katan Zayin, the Shach makes a chilek how long you're putting the mezuzah there for. You're only going to be for a few months, whatever it is, so then it's okay. You don't need to use the nails, but otherwise, yeah. So that's from the Bach, and that's clear that you see it's not a chiyuv in the etzem chelik in the etzem kviyas mezuzah. It's just a chashash if it's going to fall. So if you're only going to be there for a few months, we're not chayish. You're going to be there for a long time, we're chayish. That's clear in the sign in the shach, and also the pischei tshuva brings from a tshuva's darkei noyan. The darkei noyan also says lahed, yeah, it's a mitzvah. Kviyas mezuzah is it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah ba'alav says lachatchila hider, but it's no chiyuv. So this is all based on Rashi and Tosfos. Midrash Kisa, the Aruch HaShulchan over here. He's tamei on the shach, he's tamei on the bach, and he says, and it's taka mashma. This is the lashon Rambam that's on the yemas merenim and vasmeirim. It's coming from the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taina is that there's no rai from Rashi and Tosfos. I'm Shomim Rambam Blin. There's a nish mal falpul over there. So he says there's no rai from Rashi and Tosfos. The pashlus Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that yemas merenim mamish need chayzik mamish. So he's chayzik on the shach, and he says that's taka achshash liikuva that you have to taka attach it. Now again, there's no gzeres hakosel. The Aruch himself says you want to put glue, you want to put something. It has to be something that's mechaberet shtark to the kosel.
One nail could be worse than two because it would be like a peg.
Yeah,
one
nail could be
through the shtark.
Yeah, certainly one. Meaning that's the chayyadim says that one, if you have one and it's like hanging. So then about it, and it's already chshoshes. Maisa, sometimes one nail is enough to keep the whole thing in shtark, so okay. But if you have one and it's hanging, that's mam shashayla of
tzvot. With one and tape on the bottom?
Yeah, so chares again. So the tape, they just tie in a right standard tape, they tie in, it's shach. So it'll come off, it'll dry up, chshoshes. But yeah, if it's stuck, snugly placed with a chayzik, so chare, you yotze even the chashokha. The shayla comes like this. Let's say it's taka on shtark.
In the case of one nail, we're talking about, so there, like tzvot plug the end.
Yeah.
The nail is in the shvafaris itself.
Right.
In the worst case of tlo b'makel, maybe he's talking about a case where the makel is there,
Right.
It's not going through the thing into the mezuzah.
It's just hanging
it's
from
hanging.
It. Right. So the Chayyadim really points this out. He says it's a hakolafi inyan b'kisser. Basically, it's just telling how strong it's going to be. I mean, if the nail is going to be strong enough that it presses the shofaris hard enough that it's not hanging, it's not medaldal, it's not doesn't go eilach ve'eilach, so then in a chanami, it could be good enough. Meaning, even the bach, who's mekel, that's the one hakpad they have. Tulu b'mako, clear, if it's just hanging and it's able, you can just like, you know, dangles back and forth, that's the clear psal. And more than that, the question is, does it just have to stand firmly in place, or does it have to be b'chazit? So that's the machlekes, and the Aruch HaShulchan is being machmir, neged the bach, and I mean, the l'chatchila, I think the shach is maskin, but it's not the ikuva.
When you're kaveh with one nail that held, because you knocked it in good, but l'achar zman, that one nail loosened up, and now it's to be kaveh, now again, you need a new bracha.
Okay, so let's see. So pashtus they're not. Well, it depends. If it's mamish and oifin, where it's a klar taluva makal, if it's clearly possible, then yeah. But that's klal. In these cases, it's going to be epis. Probably you'll have the bach, where it doesn't the wind doesn't shake on its own.
Not the wind. Some close door stark and it fell down. But unless you can, it's still in process that you can take your finger and put it back into place and it'll hold. Unless
right.
Something comes along in
it. Yeah, so if it'll hold, right. So as long as it's not dangling mamish, so then you still have the bach and you'll make a new bracha. The question is like this. This I found like the place where we're really mistopic. Let's say we're machmer taka. The marsham says the shayal derei says you have to be machmer, it has to be b'chazik. So the question is like this. There's different mezuzahs that the etzem bias is stark, but you could get the mezuzah out very easily. Let's say there's a two, you have a shofaris that's mamish stark on the wall, but you could pick out the mezuzah, kacha, 1, 2, 3, very easily. Or the same thing, lagabe the shofaris. You know, the very common bate mezuzahs is you have a back on the wall, and then you have the cover that kind of snaps on, and you could put nails in, but even without the nails, it snaps on pretty stark. So I think there is taka a chayzik, depends how stark it is, but very often these things, hagam, that they're strongly stuck in place, but so you can easily take it off. It's very, very simple, you just pop it off with your finger. In these cases, sometimes you slam the door very hardly. So this is a shtickle shy on the poskim, and the poskim are shtickle chayshish. The different machiyah is the truth about this. Anytime the mezuzah can, any 1 second, just take it and fling it out, so that's histaka chayshish. So anytime, you know, these types of issues where it's inside a shofaris, they say you should be safe in the hole with something. Not that it has to be impossible, you have to come digging to get it out to check, but there should be something that's kaveh from koimari that you can't just pop it out in half a second.
Now that the test is going to fall, so it has to be more kaveh. What are you
worried about? He's afraid for kriyas. I mean, he's saying that maybe you're not yoytze, kilo, the Aruch HaShulchan's tzad, the Rambam's tzad, that the poskim are being machmir for, in Megid HaShach, that it's not enough that it's sitting in place, it has to be b'chayzik, so is this called b'chayzik or not?
That could pull it out from the
tap. My stuff's
saying,
I was kaveh. This is the shayla. They're handling, for sure the shveferis is stark. The question is your mezuzah, which is being protected by being inside the shveferis, is that called b'chayzik? So there's a different makil who, and there's a daskidoshim, I think. So they say, me'ikrad in here, it should be okay, but they're chayshish that it shouldn't be in a mitzvah that you just pop it out in 1 second. That could be felt, even though the bias is good, that's the mezuzah, since you can just take it out in a second. But I think chayshish there that you should have something in the way, you know, stuff up the hole. Even though it doesn't have to be hard. You know, some mezuzah cases talk, but the hole on top, it's just a screw, it screws in. So that's beseder, because it's b'kviyas, it's b'chayzik, and you can't just pop it out, you have to go and unscrew it. So then, if you have gavna,
maybe if you can move, say, the mezuzah is still itself, the clock itself. Even if you can't get up, the clock itself is not kavua.
If what?
That you can't get up. That means that it's kavua and the mezuzah is not kavua.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly. Yeah, inside the box it's clear because that's what we're saying. Meaning that's Shreferis. That's the whole din of Shreferis. That if it's inside Shreferis, the Shreferis is stark. And it's stark inside the Shreferis, there's no mitzvah that has to be Mechudah.
Let's see, for example, it's wide enough that it can move around.
Yeah, that's it. I think most of those cases are taco wide enough it can move around inside.
Maybe the case of Shreferis is probably a case where it's tight. So it can move around the test, but that's
right. That's the thing. So the place can there. So all the place can there all clearly say that as long as the shreferis is nailed in, meaning from top and bottom, and it's stark and it's chazak, and zokter in the different makilas chayshir is that you can't get to the mezuzah, you can't pop it out of this strong encasement very easily. So even though the etzem mezuzah itself is movable, you know, lo yitzar to be inside there, there's some space to breathe, but that's not felt in the kviyas b'chal because this mezuzah is kavua. It's kavua with nails. Inside the kviyas, betoich the kviyas, it's movable. So that's okay. So the kitzer, yeah, so it seems that the oifen haroi with all these things is taka. Most of them have holes, you know, on the top and the bottom, the ones that snap on. The chayrim in haroi, taka, to put the nails in. And to be choshesh for the shitas, I mean, even so, it could be a kol fi'in, you know, very often they're very stark without that, and they snap on, they don't fall off, so it could be. Chorim and Haroi, that's what you masmerim, this is masmerim, and also Islam. I mean, in my own experience, you know, when you think the snap-on cases, so very often, lachar zman will pop off here or there. So that's Islam. Even the Bach, who says that you don't need to make her dem, he says you have to be choshev, you can fall, and about you have to be choshev, the busy nimbus is. Okay, the Baisa, the Mechab here in Sif Aleph, mentions the bracha. The bracha of mezuzah, that before you convey a mezuzah, you say, Asher k'chem tzuzah, l'kavai am mezuzah. So... Yeah, Taka doesn't say before. I'm going to point out that it's locked after.
Sounds like
you
have to.
Yeah, it sounds like
you
have to.
So,
yeah, they have some kind of klal, the machaber, sometimes he's makbid to say it the right way, sometimes not. So you make the bracha before, and you make the poem just as the Goyim points out here that the nusach, again, this nusach doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi. The character the Goyim points out that Yerushalmi state al mitzvahs mizuzah and al poem mizuzah. The graz is ready for this bracha, it's not ma'akiv. You say al mitzvahs mizuzah and al poem mizuzah, it's not ma'akiv b'diavid. Well, the chatchil is l'kvaya, right? Not like the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi is a better makar. This is just the bracha of l'kvaya is in Rishonim. But the ma'isa, that's the nusach of Rishonim. We get for Rambam and the Rosh. So the ma'isa, that's the bracha we make. Now, the ma'isa, so I just want to mention a few of the shaylos, some of the very shchiyachik shaylos with the bracha for mezuzah. So if a mezuzah falls down, you know, not on purpose, stand with that knocked, it was loose, whatever falls off, you're putting it back up. You make a bracha when you put it back up. So Haskamas HaPoiskim is that you do. And the Aruch HaShulchan already brings here, he's medame to talus. It's in the state that a talus that falls off. So, again, without das to put it back on, it fell off by accident. So when you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. So Aruch HaShulchan and Pesachei Tshuva brings here in Sifkan Alf, Kesach Shulchan Aruch says like that it's just like tzitzis, and maybe when you put it back on, you have to make a bracha. L'maisa, there are mefakrikin that it's not so pasha, because L'maisa, the minug by... I mean, if you just read the Mishnah Berurah and Simuches, so Taka says, if your talus falls off, the Mishnah Berurah says, you make a new bracha and put it back on. The Maisa, the Poiskim, the Poiskim is by Dainu, for that, the Midig is not to. There is one Shita like that in Simuches over there. And, what?
That's talking about the
Mishnah. Oh, so that's the question. So the Maisa, the Midig, there is not to. There is one Shita that has nothing to do with davening. There's one Shita there in the Beis Yosef that Be'etzem, even if it falls off, it's not a Hesach Das, Pahim, new bracha. So, but even though the Midig, like what you're saying, even though the Midig over there is that we don't make a new bracha, even when it falls off. But there's other svaras there, because you're in the middle of davening, because you feel fall off right away. There's another svara there that, since you have, if you have a talus katan, so that keeps the hesech hadas from being chal. Hashem came by mezuzah, it's pretty clear that you have to make a new bracha, and that's the mice of Askam is a place here. Oh, so that's the, so that's the das kedushin, the chacha time, is that? Says if you have other mezuzahs in the house, maybe it's like talus katan oida olav. So Ershdin's Talas Katan Oida Olav the Maisel Mishabur is Doicha, the place can don't accept that svar. But even if he that svar, the Machalik, that they're Machalik, that Lamaisa, your goof.
Same goof.
Yeah, same goof. Mashenki in different rooms.
So it wouldn't be. If you hold one mezuzah, it's good enough to last, then.
Right.
Same
thing. No one holds.
Oh, but the Maisel, if you put it on bad mezuzah,
what? Yeah, it's partial. Like yeah. All right, this is their time on the Pachacha. Pachacha himself was just mistaken.
I don't have a case for
what? Oh, so let's get to that now.
So here you had in mind on six mezuzahs when you put them up, so maybe one part of it comes off, you still had in mind on the other five.
Yeah, okay, this is the suffix of the Pachacha. Question is, if one room says halas, yeah, okay. So yeah. Al-Kapanim, so now...
So let's speak about checking.
So if you take it off to check it, so if you find it to be loyal lane or puzzle, so then I've had...
the one that you put on in the interim?
What do you mean?
You take the guy, the server says, okay, fine, I'll check it, I'll get back to you tomorrow, here's one in the meantime.
Oh, okay, so first, that's Bechanish Pasha. Pasha did not chayiv to put up a new one in the meantime. It's a Baal Nefesh, you want to be Machmer. Pasha is no chiv, there's no bittul in the meantime, because that's a tzorich of the mitzvah. But, so basically, these are two shaylos. If you're switching temporarily, or even switching permanently, let's say you buy more mechudadik mezuzahs, and you switch, the mezuzah's ready, you switch with the new mezuzah. And then what happens time if you check and you put back up the same mezuzah? So if you switch the mezuzah with a more mechudadik mezuzah, so there, the Maram Sheikh there says also like tzitzis. That's just like if you put on a new bag of tzitzis. But there, you have to make a new bracha. So he says you have to make a bracha. And I said there's a marshag, and he's stuck a choy like that shiny hocha, that there's one, you have one chiv to put a mezuzah on the mezuzah's beisecha, on this Pesach. So lo mishaneh from one mezuzah to the next. And he tines it's zomid the shofar, and that's like on the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Hochas Hashana, that if the shofar gets messed up, you have to bring a new shofar. L'chatchila, they put all the shofars there by the Shas Bracha, but the Maisa, b'di'evid, if you bring a new shofar, the mitzvah is not in the cheftz of the shofar. It's in the new. It's in the kol shofar. So meila, even if you bring a new shofar, it's b'seder. And meila, you shouldn't make a new bracha. Now the ma'isa, that's in. I saw in Halicha Shlomo Zalman in the Chelak on Tefila. So he says he also makes a tzushdal to mezuzah. He says the same thing by tefillin. And the ma'isa, the place came here. I saw in the sefer Ali Yishurim Shem of Moshe like that, and the sefer Lakhet Hilchot Mezuzah brings from Rabbi Yashiv also. So if you have a kosher mezuzah and you're switching to a new mezuzah. Course of a hither from Sfar to Ashkenaz, so then it's taka, you wouldn't make a new bracha. Now hu adin, if you take it off for a bedika and you put it back on and you have a das to put it back on and it was kosher, so as long as you know has chadas is peseda, that's taka dumi the tzitzis, just like if you take every talis and put it back on. The question is, what's the shir has chadas? So here's a shtickle shayla. Baruch HaShulchan says, as long as it's the same day, that's right, you're still, that's some Isaac Vaisa Indian, as long as it's within that day, so then you would make a new bracha. But if it's taka overnight, then it's going to be a Hesach Hadas Gomer, so then taka, you'd have to make a new bracha for the next day.
Shabbos, because he went to sleep, maybe he takes a nap in the afternoon, he's also doing this.
Right, in the Chanami. L'chor, there's no Gzir Sakasa in the Chanami. So I saw Pshin Rabbi Yashiv. So what if the Baal Bais goes to sleep, but the Sofer who's being Magia, he's awake? So he has a suffix to shtel to his das to his. Yeah, it's a call if you're Indian.
Yeah,
I
call
if you're Indian. The Maisa, this is the Shaila. If within the same day, it's still on your mind, still Isaac Maisa Indian, so then it's Lachar, it's still a suffix bracha.
We stay up all night, but have to ask us to
Right. Right. That's the general cloud person says, if it's the same day, you shouldn't make a new bracha. A couple more shadows here, let me just mention one thing. Okay, so in Sif Beis, I just want to mention two Nukudas here, is a din of the Makam Kfiyas. So basically, Chatchil is supposed to be closest to the outside tefach. The yevet could be in the whole uviyat tefach. But the ma'isa, it has to be within the mezuzah tefach, within the mezuzah habayis. And so the question is, what if you put it outside? Meaning you have the two mezuzahs in the mashkof, but there's no room in there. It's the common shayla of these types of aluminum doors, where the door fills up the whole uvi ha mezuzahs, and there's no makam for it. So until recently, the mezuzah here was just a little bit on the outside. So this is a shayla what the Ramah here means. The Ramah here says, he brings the din that has to be inside the Pesach, and he also brings that has to be on the Tefach Samachos. So the question is, this Shina Eina Ma'akev, what's this going on? Is this going on just this hider of putting it on the outer Tefach, or even the whole idea of being within the mezuzahs, if you put it on the outside of the mezuzahs, Me'achari Hadalas, so is the Ramah being makel there? I mean, the Ramah's mashma, Uvad Shina Chedav Mezuzah Atzma, so it's mashma, taka, it's likub, it has to be within the mezuzahs, but they point out that it could be the Ramah is really saying it has to be on the etzem mezuzah, but lav dafka from the inside. Maybe me'achari hadalas, like here, if you put it outside the door, but it's still on the etzem mezuzah, maybe the Ramah is being makel there. So l'maisa, this is a big machlokes. It seems to be a machlokes yishenim. It's a gemara. The gemara menachas daf lamed beis says achari hadalas. It's a different yishenim from the gemara there. It's ain a mitzvah. It's a sakana ve'ain a mitzvah. So shayla had to learn the gemara over there. Tachlis l'maisa. The Pashtus, the Rambam, the Pashtus of the Rishonim is that it's taka ma'akev v'di'evet. L'mais, the Torah came out l'hegdi, basically it points out, the Torah came out l'hegdi says that it's not ma'akev v'di'evet. Over here, it's Tvarim Farashim, the Shach, the Taz, the Aruch HaShulchan pointed out. The Shach and Taz here say that that is the Das of Torah, and the Shach is taka same machanek, the same Shach Satchak, that if you have no other option, you could taka put it me'achar yadelas. Tachas l'mais, but
then. On the outside.
Yeah, I mean on the outside, that's on the outside, not the inside, because it has to be, kol apachas, you have to be pagaya. So l'maisa, but their call is an eitzah to do what they did here, to dig inside into the mezuzah habayis, you know, to be chayfer. That's its halacha. When you're chayfer b'fnin, that's taka. As long as it's not more than tefach deep, that's taka kashin. There are those who are mafakvi gishtiko b'chiyai gavno, because here when the door closes, the mamish covers it up in gansin, and this ketubah here brings from the what does he bring from the ad ketana that there has to be a pesach heker for the mezuzah. It has to be nicker. The handle here, maybe if the door is closed, it's not nicker, so maybe it should be a problem. Tachas, I say, it's still a chatzchila, it should be.
When you come, you get into nicker.
That's that, right, that's the time. Since every time you open the door, it'll be nicker, so that should be enough.
It's eight sets of drill from the outside, so that even when the door is closed, you can see the mezuzah kilo.
What do you think?
A window.
A window from the outside.
Leave it in here, but I don't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if your chosh is that, be a problem, yeah, in the Hanami. But they tie that enough, as long as when you open the door, you can see it inside. So they tie that's enough. How does the Maisa, I mean, Lemaisa the Shaftaz, they bring from the Torah the same time of Trast Klak in this halacha. So I was wondering, like, Lemaisa, how much of a tzarek would be in a shul? Lemaisa shul, you know, Mekhaidin is Pater, they said even as Mekhaidin Pater. And the whole Shaila is Alta Chumra, so you should know how much you have to spend, how much you have to be Matriach to be behind in a shul.
You're not truly in it, but you're putting it on the frame inside. It's moving closest to the outside.
Yeah. I mean, on the frame.
Not totally